Operating worldwide, QAI literature states, QAI's programs verify organic integrity at each link of the production chain. But critics say QAI and others may be loosely interpreting these standards, allowing some companies to bend, if not break, the rules. For example, according to Mark Castell, co-founder of the Wisconsin-based Organic Watchdog Group, the Cornucopia Institute, many large dairy operations dubbed factory farms bend the rules by confining thousands of cows in feedlot-like conditions. Cornucopia charges that QAI, which certifies milk from Dean Foods Horizon brand and Woodstock Farms Aurora Dairy, approves their products by broadly interpreting a section of the organic guidelines stating that cows must have access to pasture, as including feedlot operations. Some milk certified organic by QAI, Cornucopia says, is also fortified with omega-3, a polyunsaturated fatty acid not approved under national organic program standards. In February 2007, the Cornucopia Institute sued the USDA, accusing the agency for failure to enforce the law. Lax organic requirements are largely a legacy of backroom political deals. As Castell explains, the industry-friendly regulators under the Bush administration had laws on the books to control these problems, but didn't have the political will to control them, he explained. As long as there's money to be made on organic products, there will always be the risk that regulators will stretch to classify almost anything as organic. Legitimately harmful materials are found in many foods labeled organic. For example, organic apples at the supermarket may contain streptomycin and oxytetracycline, antibiotics that disqualify meat products from being labeled organic, but are still used on apples and pears due to the regulatory quagmire. And consumers are remarkably ill-informed about what goes into their allegedly organic products. A Consumer Reports National Research Center online survey of about 1,000 people revealed that 85% of respondents either didn't think, 68%, or didn't know, 17%, that antibiotics were used to treat disease in apple and pear trees. More than half said they did not think treated fruit should be labeled as organic. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, claims the risk of dangerous amounts of antibiotics in organically labeled fruit is quite small. But do we really want to take any chance? Especially when government regulators have proven so often that they don't have the public's best interest at heart.